All right, welcome to this Sunday Tea Time, Sunday Tea Time number 20. And today we're going to talk about Facebook shops and how it can help you to sell more of your products. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time, by the way, Sunday Tea Time, we drink tea, talk about business and marketing for Jamaican business owners, and answer your questions. So if you want to learn about business marketing, digital marketing for your business, if you're a Jamaican business owner, then you are in the right spot.
Yeah, and we do this every Sunday live at 5 p.m.
Exactly.
On YouTube, Facebook, and on Instagram. The best way to actually communicate with us is through Facebook or on YouTube.
Exactly. So usually the best way to watch the show is on YouTube. That's the most convenient one, the most stable one. Yeah, we realize that on Facebook and Instagram, sometimes it chips out. All right. So let's talk about Facebook shops. So we collected some of your guys' questions up front. And some of the questions that came up over the last days since Facebook announced it, or Mark Zuckerberg announced it. So if you haven't done yet, watch his live stream, where he actually talks about all the details and what it is about. And today we're going to answer some of the most common questions that we got over the last days. Okay, so first of all, what is Facebook shops? I don't know what the right term here is. So what is Facebook shops? I think the first thing is is Facebook announcing Facebook shops right now? Because probably in the last weeks and months, people bought so much stuff online than probably never before. And Facebook wants a piece of that pie, and therefore wants to support especially small to medium-sized businesses when it comes to selling their products online, so especially e-commerce. And therefore they announced Facebook shops, which basically is an online store, an online shop within the Facebook platform, and enables business owners to upload their products, to showcase their products, and hopefully at some point in time also to purchase and to check out through Facebook. And about all the details, we'll talk in a second.
Yeah, so in the unveiling of Facebook shops, Mark Zuckerberg said that their main goal is to actually help small businesses within this time so that their customers can have a smoother experience going through choosing their products, etc., and getting it delivered all in one platform.
Exactly. So that people, the long-term vision, I think, is that people don't have to leave the Facebook universe because Facebook wants to keep people on the platform to be able to serve them ads and therefore make money. At the end of the day, that's how Facebook, the business model of Facebook right now. And what they are looking for is for other revenue streams. Therefore, when people when they kind of build that e-commerce environment within Facebook and people buy in there, process their payments, then of course they will charge a fee for that, and that could be, on a long-term perspective, another revenue stream for Facebook. But right now, their main focus is, like you said, to help small to medium-sized, every business during these difficult times, especially business that businesses that maybe don't have an online shop, this could be a starting point. Hi, Sandra. It's been a while. Good to see you. Hope you're doing well. So, Facebook shops. In one or two sentences, Facebook shops are an e-commerce solution, an online shop within Facebook, to enable small to medium-sized businesses to showcase their product and then enable the customers to buy, purchase, order, and get the product shipped. Then of course the question is where is Facebook shops available? Where are Facebook shops available? Where is Facebook shops available? Okay, so where is Facebook shops available right now?
Great to hear, Sandra.
Great to hear, Sandra.
Awesome.
Perfect. Huh? This is getting a little smaller now.
Yeah.
Okay. So where is Facebook shops available? They are just rolling it out right now. So they announced it this week and rolling it out this week. So it will roll out in the different countries step by step. But right now, what they are saying is that it's primarily or will be primarily available, first of all, in the US, then probably Europe, other countries, and then the rest of the world. We will see how fast this will go. But what does it mean when we say where is it available? I think we need to differentiate between the actual Facebook shops, meaning the online shop, the showcase of the product, and the actual checkout process, meaning the actual payments that are processed through a credit card or PayPal or whatever kind of solution it will be at the end of the day.
I think also this includes differentiating what they have currently, so that showcase versus what is new in Facebook shops, what is different between what they had before, where you could showcase your products on Instagram, etc., versus now is that you can actually check out in the Facebook platform itself. So everything is in one, and that is the goal that they have.
Yeah, so in the US, the checkout process is going to be, first of all, going to be enrolled in the US. So that's usually the first country where they're going to start. It's not enrolled yet, but it's going to come. All other countries, at least that's the status quo right now, will rely on third party checkouts or their own website or their own payment provider. So what does that actually mean? It doesn't mean if you are not located in the US, then you can showcase your products inside the Facebook online shop, but you will then have basically two options. When someone wants to order or place an order, buy the product, then the person can either leave Facebook and get sent to your online store, to your website, or you can start a conversation with the person, or the customer can reach out to you and start a conversation, and then you can continue with the order and fulfilling process offline. So these are probably, or at least right now, and probably for at least Jamaica for the next months and probably years, the two options that will be available. Because as you guys probably know, payments, online payments with Jamaican banks, are kind of complicated. So where is Facebook shops available again? Basically everywhere. When I mean everywhere, you can set up the Facebook shop. All what you have to do let's talk about that. What do I need to set up a Facebook shop? First of all, you need a Facebook business page. So that's the probably the most important part. And you need to have the template of, I think, the template shop set up. If not, then you have to change it in your settings. So if you do not sell physical products, then that doesn't apply to you. But if you have a Facebook business page, then you can change it or add the shop tab. And then you basically can add your products, can add an image, description, pricing, everything that is necessary. So basically, as soon as you have a Facebook page, you're ready to go. Okay. So how can you showcase the products on Facebook shops? Relatively simple. Create a new product. Basically, you upload a picture of the product. You add a description, a headline, and the price. And then you submit. I think submit is the right word. You submit it to Facebook. Then it goes through a through a process, application, or clearing process, is that the right term?
Can work.
Yeah. The product gets checked by Facebook, and usually after a few minutes, everything is fine. You can start selling, and people can find your product on your Facebook store.
Oh, bear in mind that all that information in terms of tax, your VAT, not VAT number, but tax number is also necessary to actually use Facebook shops in the first place as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's just like a e-commerce platform, okay? But it's just built in within Facebook, which also means your marketing is within Facebook or Instagram. And as well, from marketing, from awareness to checkout, everything can be in one. And that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. So the long-term goal is that everything is in one. But again, if you are in Jamaica, that's not the case. So people can find your product in your Facebook store, meaning in the Facebook universe, in the Facebook online shop, and then when they want to purchase it, when they want to place an order, then they have to go to your online shop, or you can start a conversation in Facebook Messenger or in WhatsApp with them, or of course phone number or whatever works for you. But one more reason to make sure that you actually have an e-commerce solution, meaning that you have your own online shop and don't rely on third-party platforms like Facebook, for example. And the platform that we recommend, what you should definitely start with, is Shopify. In fact, in the live stream this week, where Mark Zuckerberg actually announced Facebook shops, he had a special guest, the CEO of Shopify, Tobi Lütke. The German founder, in the near future or over the next years, they will collaborate very closely to enable more small to medium-sized businesses to actually sell their products online. Mm-hmm. Okay. So thing is right now we are still testing all these new features to make sure that we can really give you firsthand experience. Mm-hmm. So right now a lot of that stuff is still in the enrollment phase. We have it in some accounts and get the first experience here. And as soon as we get more information, we keep you guys updated. And of course, give you all the information that you actually need to sell your products successfully online and on Facebook at the end of the day. All right. I hope that was helpful. If you have more questions around Facebook shops or how you actually can sell more products as a Jamaican business owner, feel free to drop a comment in the comment section. We try to monitor them and to answer them all the time and get some inspiration for future Sunday tea times. I hope you have a great week and we hope to see you next Sunday. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.